Are they ours or theirs? I don't know how many people out there know about Dr. Greer. He was an emergency room doctor who quit to study UAPs. He also founded the Discovery Project, where whistleblowers are free to state what they observed, and many of them are former military or government employees, among others who had important roles in governments. He is so respected that he has been called to Washington to even advise those in the White House. Anyway, he has stated there are extraterrestrials in our skies, but most of what we see is made by us. He said these have nothing to do with the government and pointed to the fact that Tic Tac UAP was created by Lockheed Skunk Works, the secret arm of the Lockheed Company where secret craft are engineered and built. He also said corporations are in control of these objects and they are not being challenged. One of the things he said was this stuff goes back way further than some of us thought. He said some of the craft were developed in the 1960s and some even before. I had written an article months ago about an airplane illustrator who stumbled into a hangar at an air show which was supposed to be on invitation only and couldn't believe his eyes. He told me there were three circular bell-shaped UAPs hovering a few inches off the ground, and when he examined them, he noticed the paint was chipped in some places and they looked old. What are corporations doing and why isn't our military demanding they get this superior technology? Does anyone think it is a good thing that corporations are keeping superior technology from us and establishing fleets of superior machines which are so far ahead of us in technology they might even be able to conquer the world with them? Does this mean other corporations in other countries also have superior machines, and what would be the reason not to sell them to the military and make a fortune? Is there some kind of secret treaty in force which states this technology will not be given to the military? This seems like an absurd thought. Are corporations getting ready to take over the world and push one world government? It is always being talked about, that is one world government. If not, do corporations think these vehicles are so valuable to them, they can use them to make incredible amounts of money trading with alien races, or I hate this thought, conquering other races in the universe? It has been reported by some eyewitnesses who have seen two different types of UAPs that one type has seams and rivets, and the lights look like the average light bulbs we use, but the other types are one piece without seams, and some experts have commented on this, stating this is how you can tell the ones we made from the alien devices. That brings up another strange point. There have been quite a few reports from whistleblowers who claim they were brought to secret government areas and saw extraterrestrials helping humans with technology. Could it be the government was trying to create alien-type vehicles? Why would aliens help us? How would this technology get into the hands of corporations which seem to be far ahead of the government? Could it be those people from corporations which the government enlisted to try and copy the abilities of UAPs brought this technology back to the corporations which perfected it far ahead of the government? Dr. Greer is an honorable man, and if he is correct, this is exactly what former President Eisenhower warned us about when he left office, and that was the military-industrial complex getting too powerful. I can't help again but wonder if we are already exploring the universe, but it is being done by corporations. This seems to tie into some of the deathbed confessions made by former Skunk Works bosses when it was said we have the ability to take extraterrestrials home. There has also been some who say the government is too scared to challenge the big corporations on the subject of earthly UAPs. When I talked about aliens helping humans advance technology, I have to ask the question about what has been seen by some abductees. They have reported seeing humans in white hospital coats helping aliens. This seems to indicate a mutual exchange program where we help them and in return they help us. This hasn't been reported a lot, but according to witnesses it has happened. Does this really mean we are helping aliens, or does it mean they are allowing us to conduct tests on our own people? I am reading the book Imminent by Luis Elizondo. The former head of the Department of Defense's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. I have read a little more than the first 100 pages so far, and what I have gotten out of the book at this point is a couple of different things. The first is kind of wild, Elizondo says there are people who were above him who believed there were demons piloting the UAPs. It is incredible that today anyone would think this way. He seems to believe the UAPs are definitely alien and states we just don't have the ability to build machines that perform this way. It is just the opposite of what Dr. Greer has said. I think I can sum up why Elizondo quit, and that is he became frustrated because he could not even get to the higher-ups to discuss anything about UAPs. Could the reason really be he didn't know the machines were mostly human-made and his superiors knew this and didn't want to get involved in a no-win situation that might cost them their jobs or worse? It seems there are many people who each know a tiny piece about what is going on in our skies. I have spoken to many who have each given me a small piece of the pie. I myself have seen two strange things. One was a UAP very distant in the sky which had a light which was so bright it was almost blinding even though the object was distant. The other thing I saw leads me to a strange story. I had bought a new pair of binoculars which had a red lens. I was sitting in my yard in the daytime and heard what I thought was a low-flying helicopter, but I couldn't see it even though it was loud. I looked through the binoculars and there it was over my head and low with a flat object slung under it. When I took the binoculars away, it became invisible again. Was this part of an invisibility experiment?